Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. This is the second share in the Haggadah. Continue our exploration of the Haggadah that we began last night. Before the Manash Tana, we pour the second case. And the question is, why do we pour the second case before the Manash Tana? We presume that the second case is Omrim of Magid. We perform mitzvahs Magid with. And it would seem that Mitzvah's Magid begins from Avodah Vayim of the Pharaoh of Mitzrayim. So why do we pour it before the Manash Tana? We should explore this in terms of a broader question that Reb Chaim Brisk raises, and he addresses it from the Rambam of Perek Shvi, in the Chometz and Matzah, that we have a mitzvah each night of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we say the parasha of Tzitzis in the nighttime, the Gemara Baruch says, even though Tzitzis is not really a mitzvah of the night. But we say the parasha of Tzitzis because it ends, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So what is the difference between that and Mitzvah's Magid, which we have on the night of Pesach? And Reb Chaim points to the Rambam at the beginning of the seventh parak of Chometz and Matzah. And at the end of Parak Dalad, the Rambam says, "Dvorim elu kulam nikroim haggadah." All the things that I've described to you in the first four halachas of this parak, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Dalad, kulam nikroim haggadah. This is what's called haggadah. This is the mitzvah. And the Rambam begins, we'll start from Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Sasei Shal Torah L'Sapar V'Nisim V'Nifloi Shanasal Avasenu V'Nitzrayim. There's a mitzvah to recount the Nisim what the Rabbeinu Shalom did for our forefathers in Mitzrayim. Aleich HaMisha Osa V'Nisim. And this mitzvah is on the 15th night of Nisim. Shanem Arzochar Aseyom Azer Shehetz Osa V'Nitzrayim. Remember the day that you went out of Mitzrayim. Well, Shanem Arzochar Aseyom HaShabbos L'Kachim. Uminayim Shevaleo Chamisha Osam. How do we know that this is on the night of the 15th? Talmud Lomar Rigata Levincha Bayomu Hulei Mora. As we have in the Agoda Babu Zeh B'Shoshi Yishmatzo Mora Menachem B'Fanecha. The Agoda takes place at the time of Mitzvah Matzo Mora. Rahu Bisha Ein Lo Ben. Even if he does not have a Ben, and the Pasuk said Rigata Levincha. Kudu Chachamim B'Doylem. Even the greatest Chachamim and Klal Yisrael, as we have the Maisim of Yakiva, the greatest of the Chachamim Yisrael gathered in Embraer, Ayovim the Sapra of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they have to relate the matters of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Cholamayrach Megorim Shiro, Shahoyu Harizim Meshuva. And here we have the first aspect of Magid, and that is the Cholamayrach Megorim Shiro. It's not enough merely to mention that we were taken out of Mitzrayim on this night. But part of the mitzvah is called a marach medvorim. We should involve ourselves in a lengthy and thorough discussion. And this is our reza meshuba. So this is one difference, the first difference between Magid and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Magid is a lengthy recitation, not merely a commemoration. Halacha beis, mitzvah l'aliyah l'bonim. It is a mitzvah to instruct our children, afilu lo shom, shenema v'gata l'bintah. This is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim each night. It's not a mitzvah to gather my children around the table as they recite Kriya Shema and to relate to them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. But in the night of Pesach, it's a special mitzvah related to the children. Even if they don't ask on their own, Shenema V'gatu Levincha. It doesn't say here in this pasuk, Ki Yishol Chavincha. It's a dinner of Igata Levincha. Furthermore, what should I tell him? Is the Fidaito Shal Ben Ovid Malam consistent with the child's intellectual ability, the father teaches him. Ketzat, Boyakot no Tipish, if he is very young or very foolish. Omalo Bini, Kulono Wayidu, Kulono Wayinu Avodin, Moshif Kazu, Mo Evid Zeb, Mitzrayim. All of us were enslaved. like this particular shivcha I have it, Laila Zeh Hodo Sarah Hashborach Yitzhak Mechavis. And on this night, the Rabbeinu Shalom took us out of bondage and redeemed us. Moya HaBen God Chochum, if he is mature and he is intellectually advanced, Modiyo Mashiro Lono B'Mitzrayim, can we tell him all that we suffered in Mitzrayim, the Nisim Shadassim Lono B'Deva Shabbeinu, Hakol Afi Daito Shabbat, everything according to the level of the bed. So the halacha is, in Magid, is Vigato L'Bincha. We have to relate it to our children. This does not apply to Zechira Sitzius Mitzrayim. Tzorach Lasa is Shilu B'Layla Hazeh. This is very interesting. The Gemara says we should do unusual things on the night of Pesach. That they should Yiru Abanu V'Yishalu. That they should be prompted to ask questions V'Yomru. V'Anashtana HaLayla Hazeh Nekul Alevus. Yoshim Lahem, and this will give us the opening to tell them the Yom Lahem, Kach V'Kach Yiru V'Kach V'Kach Hoya. This is to commemorate the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ketzer Mishana, one of the things that we do differently, Mechalek and Kloyos V'Goyzim, we distribute candies even though it's before the meal, Oikon HaShulchan V'Lefnei, and when they have the small individual tables, they used to remove the table altogether, which had the symbols of the Seder. Today we cover over the matzahs, and remove the matzahs, Koydim Sheyoichlu, before they eat. So why do we take away the matzah before we eat? The Chaytzman matzah Zemiyadzer, and they grab matzahs one from the other. Some say that this is in fact the basis of the hiding of the Afikoyman. It comes from this Gemara, Chayotzu Bevarim Eilon. So here the Rambam tells us these are not only pedagogical methods, but he's a part and parcel of Mitzvah's Magid. It's not enough to wait for the child to ask. We have to prompt him to ask questions. We have to do things which will encourage him to ask questions and arouse his amazement. So this is another part of Mitzvah's Magid. But not only do we want questions, but we encourage the questions, and we use pedagogical methods to arouse the child to ask questions. And this is also part and parcel of Mitzvah's Magid. It's not only pedagogy. Eloi ben, if a person doesn't have a child at the Seder, Ishto Shalal Osa. If then his wife asks, Eloi Isha, if he doesn't have a wife, Shalal Zeh Zen, and the participants of the Seder ask each other, Manashtana Alayla Zeh. Vakulu Hoyu Kulon Chachomim, even if they are the wisest of men. Hoyu Luvado, if a person is by himself, Shalal Atva, Manashtana Alayla Zeh. So this is another aspect of Mitzvah's Magid, that it has to come through a question and answer format. And even if the person is unfortunately having to fulfill the mitzvah of Magid on his own, he has to ask himself questions and then give the answer to those questions. So with this, we've answered our initial question. We pour the cup of wine before the Manashtana, because the Manashtana, the questions, in fact, are the very beginning of the mitzvah of Magid, according to the Rambam. Furthermore, halacha dalet, which is lahasta b'gnusa l'sayim b'shevach, we begin with the degradation of Klal Yisrael, and then we go into our triumphs. Ketzah, maschul m'sapesh b'tchilo hoyo v'sein v'mei terach, that in the time of Terach, our forefathers, our ancestors, and the fall of it earlier on, Kaifrim, we were ones that denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'tayin achara hevo, and we were involved in false pursuits, right for Nachar Avodah Sevilah, when we pursued Avodah Zorah. When we say in the Dasa Emes, and then we recount the fact that we merited to come to the truth, we received the Torah Har Sinai, Shekavonu Amokum Loi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us close to him, V'ilonu Min HaUmas, and he separated us from Klal Yisrael, V'ilonu Min HaTayim, V'kervonu LeYichudo, and he gave us a special test to be miyachadem, to speak of the unity of Hashem in the world. V'chein, maschul l'modiyah sh'avodim ha'inu l'faram Mitzrayim. We begin, first off we mention the spiritual degradation of the Jewish people and how finally we rose to great spiritual heights to accept the Torah in Har Sinai and a special association with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we talk about the physical aspects. V'chein, maschul l'modiyah sh'avodim ha'inu l'faram Mitzrayim. We were enslaved, Chol HaRosh HaGmolon, and all that we suffered, the Messiah and the Nisim and the Chloe Shanasim, so this aspect of the Haggadah, we have both aspects of the Haggadah, Avodah Mayinu and Tchilah Ugli Avodah Zorah Hoya Vaseinu, both of these have to do with Maskul of Nusim Messiah Meshavah. We have to focus on how far we have come. Rabbeinu Shalom brought us from very difficult circumstances, ones in which, circumstances in which we worshipped the Avodah Zorah, circumstances in which we were enslaved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us freedom and given us the Torah at Har Sinai. And among the chiyuvim we have to do is to explore the parasha, the four psukim of Rami Ovid Oviyat Sheyigmo Kol HaParasha, as we have in the Haggadah itself, is an exploration of the, all the varied aspects of Gulas Mitzrayim. The Chol HaMosef HaMarach Midrash Parasha Zuh Rami Ovid Oviyat Rizem Shiva. It's praiseworthy. Kol Mishalei Roh, furthermore, another aspect of Makkah is Kol Mishalei Omar Shloshi Borom Eilu V'Leil Chamisha also. Rabbi Gamliel says, if we don't, we say Pesach Matzah Moz V'Yotzi Yidei Chavosah. Which Chayiv is this? So the Rambam learns V'Yotzi Yidei Chavosah is the Chayiv of Magid. Magid means also an exploration of the symbols of the Seder. Eilu Hein Pesach Matzah Mor, and the Rambam goes through all of the symbols of the Seder. And he ends Borom Eilu Kulam Nikroim Haggadah. So there are many, many differences between the brief mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we do each night and the lengthy exploration of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we do on the night of the Seder, recounting it to our children in a question and answer format, the degradation of Klal Yisrael, the triumphs of Klal Yisrael, the pedagogical methods, all of these are part of Mrs. Magid. So this is the answer that the Chaim gives us to what the difference is between Mitzvah's Magid and the Mitzvah of Zechiras, Yetzias, Mitzrayim.